This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Salon Rio and Chevy.
InfoWars.com News Center, deep behind enemy lines in occupied Texas, broadcasting worldwide. You're listening to the voice of human resistance against the technotronic technocracy takeover. You're listening to Alex Jones.
You want it, baby? You're about to get it.
January 26, 2017. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be here for the next 4 hours. We have another incredibly important transmission lined up. Trump is now synonymous with telling the truth, keeping his promises, and delivering in blitzkrieg fashion. A lightning war against the tyrants. But that's about the only, I guess, German or Nazi connotation you could make that would have any reality based in it. But MSM is saying the stock market, I've been using a number from about a week ago. Excuse me, I have to correct myself because that number is about a week old. Bloomberg is reporting that the stock market has gained $2 trillion. I've been saying $1 trillion, $1.2, $1.3. I hadn't gone and looked the numbers up in a week. It was like 1.7 last week. It's $2 trillion. And MSM, you name it, are running around saying this is like Hitler. Meanwhile, the Mexican president is saying that he may not come next week to a visit with President Trump now because he said in Spanish, we're going to play it in a moment, we do not have walls in Mexico. Well, believe me, you deserve to have one with Guatemala. Guatemala basically is what Mexico's become, a collapsed third world country. And it's a good thing you have a wall down there, or it would be total bedlam. But now he says he won't attend. So it was a rumor this morning. Now it's official. Just came out that he will not attend now because Trump would dare build a wall, even though all these other countries have walls. Brick in the wall. Mexico pulls out of the Trump meet. So that's breaking right now on Drudge. Let's go ahead and play the president, though, saying that there are no walls. Here it is. That is where we should be. That is where the country should be. I regret and disapprove of the decision by the United States to continue with the construction of the wall, which has for years, far from uniting us, divided us. Mexico does not believe in walls. I've said time and time again, will not pay for a wall. All it means is pennies charged for people wiring money would pay for it. Pennies. Let me tell you, $8 to $14 billion is nothing but a drop in the bucket when you talk about money transfers to Mexico back and forth. Okay, that's good. So he goes on to say, you know, a negotiation is good for us to have, but now he's pulled out of the negotiation, so now Trump is going to run over Mexico. We deserve to have a wall. Mexico has collapsed into tyranny under previous globalist policies, and we can have a wall. Quite frankly, it's not going to completely stop anybody, but it's an act of sovereignty and will slow down just complete criminal lawlessness where the Mexican drug trucks just drive right over and right back over the border in large parts of Arizona are basically off limits unless you're a drug cartel, and you've got the coyotes in there murdering and killing the people coming across the border. Oh, it's the coyotes doing the murdering, not a bunch of guys, you know, white guys in cowboy hats like Robert Rodriguez would have you believe. Stay with us, folks. I'm going to launch into MSM pushing big time openly for the murder of President Trump.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack, when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And because Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their most popular set, complete with a razor, one of their world-famous blades, shaving cream, and post-shave balm for free if you cover shipping. A total value of $20 at no cost to you with code 0606 at checkout. Their way of saying thank you for trying them. How is Harry's able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures the blades. That's how. Go to Harry's.com now and enter code 0606 at checkout to claim your free trial set and post-shave balm. That's Harry's.com. Code 0606.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
I am a shotgun rider for the San Jacinto line. The desert is my brother. My skin is cracked and dry. I was riding on the Gulf Coast and everything was fine till we took a shorter road to save some time.
The globalist only fired once.
Bandits only fired once. They shot me in the chest.
They may have wounded.
They may have wounded me, but they'll never get the best of better men. I'll ride again.
Gotta love the highwayman.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Wow. Trump is delivering on so much of what he claimed he was going to do that it's dizzying right now. And his approval rating, even in the skewed Gallup poll, which they admit mainly targets the elderly and mainline TV watchers, which skews heavily towards the Democrats, shows he's already at 59%, up from 57 last Friday, up from 49 just a month ago. So you look at how they're skewing. He's been as low as 41%. You look at how they're skewing it. This means his approval rating's more like 70%. Amazing. Most of the, quote, minorities I speak to, whether they be upper class, working class, poor, go, no, I really like Trump. I think it's all lies what they said about him. And, but man, you know, I've got friends and family get mad at me if I say anything. But then when I talk to them, they actually like Trump, too. They're just going along with it because they feel intimidated. It's bullying. But I'm going to tell you something, folks. Ron Paul talked about it yesterday, and he's been dead on. The IMF, the World Bank, all of them are cutting stimulus next month. They're ending the QE globally. Now, remember, that was only done for them. Trillions and trillions and trillions and trillions of liquid liquidity with 0% interest was given to them. Sometimes pure bailouts, just pure cash. But it's the same thing when you're a big mega bank and you give yourself and your subsidiaries, backed up by taxpayers, 0% money. Then they go out and loan us to the public for 5, 10, 15, 20, 30, 40 points. Some of these rates are loan sharking. They take 0% interest and go out and give you payday loans at 25%. This is madness. 25% a month in some cases. I mean, they've changed laws all over the country and all over Europe to allow loan sharking, ladies and gentlemen, feeding on poor people. Trump is moving to announce initiatives to try to stop that. Trump is ending incentives and bailouts for the real estate market. And the Von Mises Institute is really praising him, Ron Paul praising him yesterday, and said, no, he's doing just the right thing for the economy. Just the right thing. And Paul's eyes lit up like I've never seen them light up before. Except the time Sasha Cohen Baron, whatever his name is, tried to have sex with him in a hotel room. He said, I'm going to beat the hell out of you. Get the hell out of my way. He lit up then. Boy, I got ready to kick some butt. But he started talking about Trump really doing just the right thing to try to supercharge the economy and save it. Paul's eyes lit up because he realizes what a desperate situation this is. You see, the globalists gave themselves all the money for now, what, 9 years at 0% interest. Now, they are cutting it because they don't want the public to actually get any of it because Trump is normally not for 0% interest rates, but he wants to keep them like that or close to that for a while to actually get the money out of the public and have the big banks basically under order loan to the people to try to jumpstart things before we go over the edge of a cliff. The problem is he doesn't control the IMF particularly, and they are cutting their forecast. They are trying to dial things back. They're trying to do everything they can to put brakes on this economy. And coming up today, let me see what time he's coming on. Harry Dent's on the third hour. We're going to see if he thinks the Trump effect can pull us out of this global spiral that the globalists have had scheduled for a long time for this year. So we're far from out of the woods right now. And as Ron Paul said, if the economy goes down, it is not Trump's fault. Obviously, he just got in. He's doing everything he can like an airplane pilot, where the pilot has a heart attack and there's no co-pilot, and the stewardess comes back and says, can someone fly the plane? And Trump gets up and says, yes, I can fly the plane. The question is, by then, it's nosediving. Can he pull it up? Well, Soros, who has been publicly betting against the United States for decades and who has been naked shorting the stock market, has everything he's got bet on this, and guess what? It got magically leaked out of the Dutch regulator's computer system. Dutch regulator, this is Bloomberg, accidentally post Soros's short positions. The major Patriot intelligence agencies are moving against Soros, and there's marches against him happening all over the world. Millions have been marching in different Eastern European countries against what they call the Soros evil. And now his positions have been released, and it turns out he was betting against America, betting against the West, and it's been blowing up in his ugly, evil face. It's been blowing up in this goblin's face, and it's beautiful. That's all coming up. Now, I want to praise Trump. because I know he's for real, and I know that he's been an incredible straight shooter, and it's very refreshing to see a statesman instead of a politician, someone who does what they say they'll do. Trump has kept his promise on everything he said he would do so far and is trying to launch this agenda immediately and has added $2 trillion now. Oh, it's up to $2 trillion, according to Bloomberg, since he was president-elect. Now he's been president for less than 6 days, and it's dizzying. They've got CNN, all the rest, the Washington Post coming out saying, oh, it's Hitler. Any stock market surge is Hitler. Just everything's Hitler, but their global authoritarian program. But there's one thing Trump has not kept his promise on. And I say that tentatively because we're going to see. But so far, he has reversed himself, at least verbally, when it comes for calls for Hillary to be locked up or the fact that Hillary should be in jail. Now, bottom line, I believe Trump is going to do the right thing and not try to block Sessions or others doing their job. But here's the big news. Clearly, if it looks like candidate Trump was calling for her to be locked up, which is a common sense, prima facie fact on its face, then they'll use that to say, oh, he's just doing this to be political. That's why he needs to say now, hey, we need to try to mend fences, come together, and move forward. Is because, yes, justice must be done. I believe he won't stand in the way of justice, but he needs to recuse himself publicly from the process. But if he doesn't, then he would have broken a major promise, and plus he shouldn't be involved blocking justice. We need to see her foundation, her cronies, and Hillary investigated and clearly prosecuted. And coming up, we have Senator Sessions in his confirmation hearings saying, when she is basically prosecuted, I'll recuse myself. He didn't say if she is. That's a big tell right there. But the crimes are so ultra-massive, they thought that they could just commit them, and that because they were so big, they'd be too big to prosecute, like too big to fail. Like they said, if you're going to steal, steal big. But I'll say this, this is a reversal, and this is Trump on the surface breaking a promise, because he said, you ought to be in jail, I'll call for a prosecutor. Let's go ahead and play this compilation of him back during the debates with the mic drop moments of saying, yeah, you bet I shouldn't be in office, because if I am in office, you'll be in jail. Here it is.
You know, it is, it's just awfully good that someone with the temperament of Donald Trump is not in charge of the law in our country.
Yeah, because you'd be in jail.
Secretary Clinton.
When you talk about apology, I think the one that you should really be apologizing for, and the thing that you should be apologizing for, are the 33,000 emails that you deleted and that you acid washed. And then the two boxes of emails and other things last week that were taken from an office and are now missing. And I'll tell you what, I didn't think I'd say this, but I'm going to say it, and I hate to say it, but if I win, I am going to instruct my attorney general to get a special prosecutor to look into your situation, because there has never been so many lies, so much deception. There has never been anything like it. And we're going to have a special prosecutor. When I speak, I go out and speak, the people of this country are furious. In my opinion, the people that have been long-term workers at the FBI are furious. There has never been anything like this, where emails and you get a subpoena. You get a subpoena, and after getting the subpoena, you delete 33,000 emails. And then you acid wash them, or bleach them, as you would say, a very expensive process. So we're going to get a special prosecutor, and we're going to look into it, because you know what? People have been... their lives have been destroyed for doing one-fifth of what you've done.
That's right.
And it's a disgrace. And honestly, you ought to be ashamed of
Secretary
yourself.
Clinton,
Mr. President, you bring up Hillary Clinton. You had her stand up at Statuary Hall.
Yeah.
And said some very kind things about her.
She fought hard.
Do you think America is done hearing about investigations into Hillary Clinton?
I just don't know. I mean, I hope so. And from my standpoint, we want to move on to the future. So I hope so. I don't know what the status of that is. I know it's a lot of very serious stuff, but I certainly hope so.
So he doesn't completely break with his promise. He says, oh, yeah, she fought hard. I sure hope so. I don't know the status of those things. I'm not involved in those things. I think you can deliver on this as well. It's the nature of Trump. He's also somebody that if you attack him, lie about him, and come after his family, like the press, she still commands, and Soros still commands, and attack his wife and attack his son and others, he's coming after you. And by he's coming after you, he's recused himself, and Sessions says he's going to recuse himself as well when there is a prosecution. Because Hillary has been caught in lies to Congress, massive fraud, the stand down in Benghazi, the list goes on, getting money from the Saudi Arabians. And I want to see it brought out. I want to see them broken because they're not stopping. And they've created a giant army of mentally ill cultists who want race war in this country. They're a bunch of mentally ill, twisted, ne'er-do-well white people trying to bully and whip mainly black folks and Hispanics into hating white people. I mean, the everyone up there campaigning to be DNC chair are making the most racist statements about how we don't need white people at the top of the Democratic Party. Or, well, I'm white, elect me because I'll keep the whites in line and make sure they don't get privilege. I'll shut them up and make sure you get privilege. That is the quote. That is the definition of racketeering. DNC chair candidate bash white people in racially charged forum. My job is to shut other white people down. And she goes on to make sure you get the privilege. That is the essence of racketeering. That's what it is. I want to set up a group and organization and make sure white people don't get anything, but you get everything. What on earth are you talking about? Now, people say, oh, then is it racketeering when Trump says he's going to try to focus jobs into minority areas? No, those are depressed areas. Give people a right to work and be honorable and raise their kids. That's how you show somebody how to fish. You don't go give them fish. This is total domestication. We should put factories and jobs in all the poorest areas, like the Appalachians for poor white people. Plus, it's a low cost of living. You can put factories there, pay them a low wage that's kingly for that area, and they can live better there on that low wage than they could in New York City. There's a plan. This is what you're supposed to do. You rise up your poor areas by giving them a culture of honor and success and bringing back agriculture. And we're doing it. We're doing it. Russia's bringing back organic agriculture and micro farms. It flips a switch in humans to do it. We're meant to do it. When we're not farming, we're killing. People sitting around in cities without jobs, their brain flips and says, something's wrong. I got to go out and get violent. You need to be either in the dirt with your wife, your husband, having kids, you know, building farms and growing crops, or you go to war. It's what humans do. And we are farmers, all of us. So we need to get back to it. And Thomas Jefferson said that, and he was absolutely on target. He said, if a nation isn't based on farmers, it wasn't just because they were growing things. It was the culture. It was the ingenuity and the hardworkingness and the common sense intelligence and the toughness of farmers that he grew up around and watched compared to what he saw in the cities. And I'm not running down city folks. I'm just telling you that this is why we've lost our soul. We look at Mexicans coming in here and go, well, they've got their problems in Mexico, but they're hardworking and can do anything and are got their families and are looking excited and they're doing things. Yeah, because they're farmers, folks. Let me stop right there, though. Let's get to the Sessions clip because I mentioned it. Here he is, very ominous for old Hillary. And no justice is going to be done. And you know, there were some people arguing to Trump, back off, they're going to leave you alone and let us fix the country. And Trump knows they're not doing that now. Trump knows. And so Trump's not going to stand in the way and break the law and stop the ongoing criminal investigations of Hillary. Now, people ask members of Congress why they were seen at the inauguration shaking her hand. It's because she's dangerous. And when you're about to destroy somebody who's very dangerous and the head of a major mafia, you want to go over, it's an art of war, and make them think that you're not their enemy. Well, I don't engage in art of war. I engage in the straight attack, which historically trumps everything if you've got moral power behind you. I'm coming after all these people. They're not going to stop Madonna saying blow up the White House and then saying F the Secret Service, you know, F Trump, I'm not ashamed. And then every day I see two or three articles where people are in major newspapers and major publishing houses and on TV saying, kill Donald Trump, blow him up, murder him. This is total insurrection against the restoration of our republic. ABC airs promo, I'm going to play this in a moment, for a show about president being shot during Trump interview. Teacher posts video shouting, shooting Trump in the classroom with a squirt gun, yelling, die. Chinese propaganda, new Hollywood movie depicts Trump like president killing U.S. Albright, I'm ready to register and convert to Islam. See, I'm telling you, the left is merging with them. Washington Post columnist compares Trump's stock market bump to Nazi Germany. What blows me away is just how many collaborators there are, that the entire MSM, pretty much the whole complex, is literally anti-America and has a vicious hatred of this country, even though they live here and their whole future is based on how well we do. They're delusional because they imagine they're with the power structure and they believe because they're in these little hives of traitors that they're invincible. It's like a bunch of criminals getting together and convincing themselves they can rob Fort Knox. You're not going to get away with it. And we watched you building this thing. We just giving you rope, warning everybody, get ready. Now wait, when they start coming, the public that hadn't been listening is going to listen. Watch this. Okay, they're coming. Boom, activation. We have been in a stand-up attack position for 50 years waiting for you, and now we just metrically went five levels bigger. Just, now you want to fight? You attack us, we get even bigger. Boom! It's called the American plan, dumbasses. We only let you build our strength ready to crush you in the end. We're going to suck up and roll up the whole global system. Watch this. Get ready to fail. Because I've decided you probably need to know how you're going to be destroyed. A lot of your top people already know this, but I think the minions in people need to know that you're going to be used as examples of what scum and traitors are for decades and decades and generations to come. You're all going to be held up as the standard of filth. Your defeat will be the birth of the new millennium, as Trump said, empowering humanity. Your strength is our weakness. You look at Trump supporters versus your minions. You truly have created twisted, fallen, scared, frightened, confused mental patients. But you're not going to get the rest of us, and somehow we're going to try to resuscitate the zombie horde, but a lot of them are too far gone. I've seen them. They're gone. We have a full right to defend ourselves from the witches like Hillary and that other harpy, Madonna, who are the opposite of the beautiful spirit of womanhood. You are monsters. And it's why you're obsessed with claiming you dominate and run women. You are what you claim men are trying to do. You're there to dominate the spirit of women and suck off of it and bathe in its essence, its blood, and to infuse yourselves. You're the metaphysical version of who was that famous royal that would kill babies and bathe in their blood. I mean, you people are sick. You apply cosmetics of dead Chinese babies and take collagen injections of their melted down fat. So you're already there. Let's go out to break. Let's go out to break with Senator Sessions, about to be the Attorney General.
Some have expressed concern about whether you can approach the Clinton matter impartially in both fact and appearance. How do you plan to address those concerns?
Mr. Chairman, it was a highly contentious campaign. I, like a lot of people, made comments about the issues in that campaign with regard to Secretary Clinton and some of the comments I made. I do believe that could place my objectivity in question. I've given that thought. I believe the proper thing for me to do would be to recuse myself from any questions involving those kind of investigations that involve Secretary Clinton that were raised during the campaign.
So let me go over this note for you here. Matt made a good point in my notes here. Sessions' AG confirmation hearing, the notion of the legitimacy of prosecuting Clinton was assumed rather than challenged. And notice how Sessions never qualifies the recusal with a condition if-then statement, i.e. if she's prosecuted, then I will recuse myself. Great point, Matt, for finding that and pointing that out. Okay, let me get into their hype, kill the president, blow it up, murder his supporters, because they're probably not going to get to Trump. Hope they don't. But they can get to us, can't they? And they're running around with a Jezebel spirit infused in them by their high priestesses like Hillary and other sea hags like Madonna. But the sea hags will be defeated. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of the conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreontheseine.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
We are back live. Very honored to be here with you on this historic Thursday, January 26, 2017. This is an answer, a prayer of what's happening. Again, Trump is not perfect, but he really believes he's doing the right thing. He is committed. And I know they're going to prosecute Hillary Clinton. They're going to go after the crime syndicate. The crime syndicate knows that. That's why they're so vicious. That's why they're so desperate. Trump is first going to deliver on as much of the plan as he can so that people see that it's real prosperity and that they can actually run their own lives. And then they are going to set the dogs loose as soon as the people are in place. Sessions and others are not in place yet. And the enemy may try to still set off a nuke, bomb, kill Trump. They're openly calling for it, trying to sell the idea that it's a great thing. We were told by insiders months ago, Paul Watson was, that the new Homeland series was coming out and that terrorists listened to me on the radio and that they then go out and carry out terror attacks. I didn't see it last night because I can't keep track of all this, but I got some phone calls and said it was clearly that. And of course, they admit that the new X-Files has a character based on me who's actually a good guy because Chris Carter has said he thinks I'm a good guy. And so it shows Chris Carter is a patriot. I've been told that for a long time. But that's because he has a lot of power, obviously, to put out his own productions. That's pretty rare. I haven't seen this Homeland episode yet, but maybe later people can call in. But ABC airs promo for a show about president being shot during Trump interview. So this is what they're pushing on every front, ladies and gentlemen. And again, they've got all sorts of straw men out there that look and sound like me saying things that I haven't actually said. And just putting out stories that I've been arrested. There have been like, I don't know, more than 10 stories since Cleveland showing the state police and Cleveland police escort me out of a square where communists wouldn't let me engage in free speech and attack me. And the same thing happened when I tried to get in the entrance to the inaugural. The communists came and attacked us, and the police drugged me out again and said, no, we're going to close the entrance. You're not allowed to now. And then that turns into I've been arrested. So this is how they deceive you. And again, it isn't about me. It's about understanding, folks, that these are a pack of criminal liars. But it's worse than that. I've really thought about this. The crew concurs, and I'm sure of it. I've looked at it from every angle. They are putting out blatantly false info to then have us debate them for weeks while they're busy trying to kill the movement worldwide to bring down the New World Order. And while other countries have self-awareness and realize the scam. And they really don't want you to realize that Trump is delivering on every front because he's gone up from 41 points at his low to 59 now in just a few months. And that's a skewed poll. Their methodology admittedly adds 10, 15, 20% depending on how they do it to us. We're talking about as high as 70% approval rating despite all of this. So this is a big, big deal. A huge deal. And Rasmussen and other polls show similar trends. So a very, very exciting time to be alive. But they're going to strike back. And listen, if the globalists were really going to back off, Trump would let them scurry away. They're not going to. So let me just give everybody the big announcement. We're already basically in a soft civil war in this country. And the globalists are really looking at going into high gear. That's why Soros and the entire Fortune 100, basically, all gave, the lowest was $2 million the week after the inauguration or the week after the election went in November. They all gave, Soros gave hundreds of millions after. Some companies gave $10 million, $20 million, $5 million, $3 million, $2 million. You know, Kellogg's gave $2 million and then $3 million. They gave hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars for what you're now seeing, these marches and the violence and all the rest of it. They're not just doing that for no reason. They're planning something big. So keep your eyes open, your ears up, and your heads down. Because when I say head down, I mean when they're shooting at you. Politically, we need to be popping up, taking them out politically, exposing what trash they are. So I think it's good that Trump and Drudge and all of us expose their lies. But I think we should just expose their lies and say, oh, look, more fraud from them. We know they're going to, once we catch CNN and ABC News and NBC News and the BBC and everybody putting out fake inauguration photos from right when the gates opened and doing time lapses where they cut the middle, showing people emptying out in the evening, using every deception they've got on earth. Once you see that happening, just point out it's a fraud and move on. Because they're distracting. We know they're liars. We know they're scum. And they are losing. The American people are seeing through it, and that's why they are panicking so hard. Now, before I go any further, I've got a lot of clips I want to play here. We are selling out of a lot of our best-selling products, and it could be months until more comes in. We got a small shipment because it's hard to procure all of the different super high-quality organic ingredients like the BioPQQ and the CoQ10, all the other things that are in DNA Force, our flagship product that has nerve regrowth factor in 100 and 70-plus clinical studies shown that it actually cleans out the cells and has the equivalent of, let's say, Vitamin C is a howitzer shell. This is a hydrogen bomb on things. I mean, this is amazing. So go research DNA Force for yourself and why it's the ultimate antioxidant formula and why it is medical grade, but at a very, very inexpensive price compared to leading competitors that sell similar formulas for $200, $300, $400, $500. Discount is $121 right now. Sounds like a lot, but folks out there on the big supplement sites hail it as one of the lowest costs out there that is medical grade. I mean, it is simply amazing. DNA Force is back, and the profit we make also funds this operation. But, I mean, this stuff has got, depending on which batch it is, $40 to $50 in each bottle just of the BioPQQ and the other ingredients. I mean, it is mind-blowing how expensive the true BioPQQ is. I mean, crappy synthetic BioPQQ at half strength is like $40-$50 for a little bottle at Whole Foods. That's why this has 175 clinical studies, nerve growth factor, energizes and more, 10% off. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplement section. Also, we have a super male vitality shortage because, again, we have to get stuff that's California standard and we have to prepare it and it's cold pressed and all the rest of it. We've got plenty of super female vitality that's a similar formula, and I tell you, it works even better on women is my experience. The stamina, the libido, the energy. When I haven't had any of the super male around the house and forgot I just did a super female, it's pretty much the same thing. Different dosages, different tweaks. You sign up for auto ship, get an additional 10% off on any of the products at InfoWarsStore.com. So Super Male Vitality is about to be sold out. So, again, it might be a month or more until that comes in. I want to thank you all for your support. InfoWarsLife.com. Or, again, call toll-free 888-253-3139. And you can also get free shipping on orders of $50 or more. There's a lot of other specials, from the free shipping to the 10% off with AutoShip. There's a lot of other specials I don't have time to go over. Just thank you all for your support. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. And you can also find the entire line of longevity products at InfoWarsTeam.com and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip there. And you can also get a lot of other big specials if you become a distributor. InfoWarsTeam.com is where you'll find the lowest prices for Beyond Tangy Tangerine, OsteoFX, other products that are amazing like Polymers that I endorse, and so many others. They're at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or 888-789-9277, 888-789-9277. Okay, let me dive right back into the news here. Earlier, I played a clip of the Mexican president saying that he will not come up and speak to Trump. And that's because Trump said, no need to come if you're not going to, quote, pay for the wall. And he's given Mexico several choices on how to do that. And again, Mexico gets hundreds of billions of dollars a year of money sent back down to it. And an $8 to $14 million wall is something that Mexico really should chip in on, and it would show a sign of solidarity, and it would also show that Trump delivers on everything he says. Quite frankly, it was a boast of the campaign, and Trump is now following through on it. But the issue is that Trump will get the money one way or another. And so if the Mexican president wants to have a confrontation with Trump, then that's basically what is about to happen. Trump was very gracious when he was down in Mexico, and he would have been gracious if the president came up here and negotiated. Maybe Mexico pays for a third of it or something. But Mexico didn't do that, so now you're going to pay for all of it one way or another. And Trump knows America feels demoralized, and America has been put in this brainwashed position of feeling like we're dirty for saying you have to have an ID to vote or we can have a fence or a wall. When Mexico, I'm going to go back and play the president's clip, then I'm going to get back into the death threats against Trump. When Mexico knows full well that they shake up a soda can, and that's what's in the reports, and spray basically hot pepper sauce up your nose, which is a smart way to torture somebody. I'm not saying it's good, but it doesn't really hurt you. But you think you're dying. It's way worse than waterboarding. It goes into your lungs, everything. I mean, it doesn't hurt you if you don't have a heart attack. Mexico is famous for massive, massive torture that has become totally institutionalized. Mexico, students even mildly protest, hundreds of them get killed a year. I mean, 20, 30 at a time just disappear off the streets. Mexico does some horrible stuff. I'm not here bashing Mexico. I want Mexico to rehabilitate itself. I don't like the fact that Trump says, well, you're ISIS will torture you. I mean, I get it's ISIS, but, you know, you turn into this once you do this. I mean, it seems, well, you're a bad guy, so I can torture you. Well, that's how they started in Mexico, see? So I'm criticizing both Trump and Mexico at the same time. Because I told you, I mean, we're just going to tell it like it is with Trump. He turned out better than I thought, but still, there's some things that are wrong here. Now, expanding on this, London Guardian, Mexico tortures migrants and citizens in effort to slow Central American surge. The globalists have put financial systems in all over the world to collapse the first world, the old world, the third world, to consolidate control. Not my opinion, a fact. So when they say, oh, Latin Americans are coming here because of America, you mean because of globalist policies using American muscle to enforce it. Trump has real policies that will actually empower Mexico, because by driving wages up here, it will force people to compete and drive up wages there as well. That's what the studies show. As you cut the wages, in different areas of the world, it ends up basically creating what Ross Perot talked about, a giant sucking sound. You can't cut wages in one country and then not in another and then not have all the jobs go there. What you have to do is have wages that are rising, but that are put into areas that were already depressed to raise them up. But I'm not going to get into an economics lesson. It gets pretty complex. But people get where I'm going historically. That general wealth, a rising tide raises all ships. Henry Ford did some weird stuff, but he was right about paying his employees enough to buy the car. But see, that's a growth market. That's a renaissance market versus a Cloward and Piven, Agenda 21 global collapse paradigm. But I'm going off the rails here on other subjects. Mexico tortures migrants and citizens in effort to slow Central American surge. London Guardian. There's hundreds of these stories. Financial Times. Mexico builds its own wall against migrants. Pressure builds for measure to stem flow of refugees from the south heading to the United States. It's that bad. And I don't blame you people wanting to come up here, but it's only going to collapse us as well, folks. I mean, it's becoming joke level. Trump administration to publish weekly crimes committed by illegal aliens. Absolutely. There's been a major cover-up of that here and in Europe, and that's coming to an end. So when the president of Mexico says, and I'm going to play the first part of the clip because we played it all earlier, says, you know, Mexico doesn't believe in walls, Mexico doesn't build walls, on what planet are you living? I mean, do you think we're stupid? Mexico has a continued wall, a 100% wall on its southern border with Guatemala. Well, they had a fence. Now they're building a wall. A wall in some areas, a fence in others. Now they're going to finish it up as a big, strong wall because Latin America is collapsing. What if a plague breaks out in Latin America, south of the border, in Central America? What if a plague breaks out? What if a war breaks out? So everybody continues to pour over? You don't have a sovereign country if you don't have a controlled border. And I cannot believe that I have to sit here and explain this to liberal listeners who think it's evil and bad when we have a wall, but if the Vatican has one, or if China has one, or if Mexico has one, or if Obama has one, or if Mark Zuckerberg wants one. Zuckerberg has like 700 acres, but there's other little pieces of property that are within his acreage and on the side of it, and he doesn't want to have any neighbors, so he's trying to force them to sell. And that'd be fine under English common law if he wasn't a hypocrite lecturing everybody else saying we don't have property rights. The guy is a total fraud who thinks we're dumb effers. Again, let's go back to the Mexican president.
Que requiera nuestro respaldo, ahí debemos estar. Ahí debe estar su país. Lamento y repruebo la decisión de Estados Unidos de continuar la
construcción. So he says they regret the continued construction of a wall, which is for years far from uniting us, divided us.
México no cree en los muros.
Mexico does not believe in walls. I have said this time and time again. Mexico will not pay for a wall. Okay, let's stop right there. Mr. President, you didn't read The Art of the Deal. If you'd have just shown up, been nice to Trump, You could have gotten out probably paying for 30% of it. But you're going to pay for some of it. NATO's going to pay. Japan's going to pay. South Korea's going to pay. The big globalist system saps America to build this whole world defense grid, and then we go bankrupt and fall into the ground. That's all you had to do was go up there, and Trump would have been eating out of your hand. But Trump cannot abide, he's basically OCD in a good way, about one-sided deals, one-way street screw jobs. So now, Mexico, you're going to pay for 100% for being pig-headed. So get ready. You're going to pay for 100%. Because Trump believes in fairness, he wants Mexico to attack with a bunch of anti-American garbage to rekindle our nationalism. He's basically going to use Mexico and all this anti-American hate to only make his agenda more popular. But first, he gave you a chance. He went down and was super gracious, super nice, said, let's negotiate this, let's talk about it, come up. But if you're not going to agree to work with us on this, that means pay for some of it. If you don't know how this works, then you're going to pay for all of it. It's just unbelievable that people don't understand how Trump works. It's all right there. He's so easy to predict. They claim he's unpredictable? No, he's very easy to predict. You're going to negotiate. You're going to do a deal that's good for everybody, or you're going to be run over. It's that simple. And he's got control of the biggest, most powerful country there is to do it, and is about to relaunch the Republic. So let me just warn everybody, including the globalists, get out of the way. We'll be back with the calls to kill Trump. Stay with me.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 67cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 67cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 67cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 67cash.com. Type www.67cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 67cash.com. 67cash.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Sen, The Journey of a Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendeman ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreonthesen.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreonthesen.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Cyrus Young from 1810 to 1913.
made his great-grandchildren believe you could live to 103. 103 is forever when you're just a little kid.
So Cyrus Jones.
So Cyrus Jones lived forever.
My dad's grandmother lived to be 103.
When you dig my grave.
My dad's so funny. He was telling me how they got sent out of North Texas to Florida, how his grandmother's mother did, because they were Indians, and then how they'd come back to Texas. Then I went and looked it up, and I said, Dad, do you know what Native Americans those are? And it was just really funny. You just can't make this stuff up. You can't make this stuff up. But she was still there at about 100. She wasn't there at about 103. But it's funny. What was her nickname? Ma Jones. All right, let's go ahead. And her real name was Moon Jones. Interesting stuff. A lot of history gone. History, though, is now happening right before us, isn't it? And it's hard to believe that we're about to end the first month of 2017 before we have a twinkle in our eye. It'll be 2018, and then on and on, on and on, heaven and hell. It goes on and on, doesn't it? Well, during the ABC interview with the 45th President of the United States, the snarky, sniveling reporter snaking around, in between that, we were all treated to an ad where the president is assassinated, promoting a show, Designated Survivor. Here it is. It's not a very good visual for folks that are on the radio, but Kiefer Sutherland's in it, and the president gets killed, so he has to take over. This is what they're running. You're like, oh, that's just that one thing. No, ABC's talked about it. He should be killed. The New York Times has, the Washington Post. I mean, you've seen it everywhere. The LA Times, Newsweek, Time Magazine have called for riots and burning cities when it's time to riot. It's incredible. And when they riot and attack you, they just say you did something wrong. Meanwhile, a teacher posts a video shooting Trump with squirt gun. That's up on Infowars.com, screaming die in front of the class. Dallas High School teacher posts video shooting Trump with squirt gun in classroom, screaming die. In fact, can we get the audio of this? Go ahead and fade it up if you can. Let's play this again. I mean, this is what you have this elementary school students sitting there while their crazy, whacked out witch teacher screams and yells while they're projecting Trump during the inauguration being inaugurated. I mean, when we were kids, they show the inauguration or the space shuttle or whatever. The teacher kept their mouth shut. Now it's a harpy, a mental patient screaming, die, die, die. And you hear the little kids in the background going, ooh, what? Ooh. Imagine how whacked out they are. The child abuse of this insanity. If Hillary would have been elected, and I saw a conservative teacher squirt gunning, saying, die, die in front of kids, I'd say, fire that person. What a lunatic. What a group of crazy people. And then white people just walk up to Starbucks, start screaming at some black lady, Trump won. I deserve all this stuff. You're attacking me. Just crazy. Crazy white people running around calling black people racist because Trump won. I mean, just whacked out loons. And it gets worse. China officially taking over Hollywood. They've got movies coming out. I'm going to cover this when we come back. Where Trump is basically a dictator and at the end of the world, and they're all calling him Hitler. I mean, this is a group of lunatics, but not the people controlling them. They know what they're doing.
Visit GCNLive.com today.